7:40, Mornings with Bart continues. We are going to bring in Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com to talk about a soul-crushing loss. The Green Bay Packers losing 31-38 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. There were special teams issues. There was clock management that only the Wisconsin Badgers could be proud of at the end. It was really a hard game to kind of lose. And none of it mattered, Brian, because the rest of the NFC North is equally as terrible as the Packers, and we're still fighting for the playoffs next week in an NFC North showdown against the Bears. I don't know how much of the game we even need to cover since it didn't matter.
Absolutely. It was a very bizarre game to begin with, and then on top of it, the Bears losing, the Lions losing, so it really comes down to an NFC North championship game this upcoming Sunday against Chicago in Chicago.
Let's talk about the game a little bit against the Pittsburgh Steelers, because there are a lot of things that I think were concerning. The Packers did put themselves in a position to at least force overtime. A couple of things that went wrong were the clock management issues, especially at the end there. The penalties were killer on both sides of the ball, especially in that final 2 minutes. The special teams was a disaster. The fake punt that Pittsburgh put on, the blocked field goal. Is this a team? I mean, we're all clinging for the chance to make the playoffs. Even if we beat Chicago, is this a team that can do anything with or without Rodgers? Because, I mean, it doesn't look like it. Doesn't feel like it right now.
It certainly doesn't feel like they can do it against a really good playoff team. You know, they certainly have a chance against the Pittsburgh Steelers of the world, the Chicago Bears, the Detroit Lions, but as far as beating, you know, a 49ers, a Saints, a Seahawks, it's going to be really tough unless the Packers have Aaron Rodgers. But now all of a sudden they're starting to get injuries cropping up elsewhere. Clay Matthews left the game, Eddie Lacy left the game. And I suppose what's interesting about those injuries, too, these guys injured existing injuries, you know, Lacy with the ankle, Matthews with the thumb, and it kind of gives you pause, and now you kind of wonder, you know, maybe this is the reason why the Packers are keeping Aaron Rodgers out so long. They don't want him to re-break that collarbone, so... But, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, I think, as opposed to your original question. But, yeah, this team without Aaron Rodgers isn't very good.
Hey, going off on a tangent is what we do here on Mornings with Bart, so don't you worry about that. Yeah, Rodgers, people have been saying, get him back out there. I'm telling you, the next person that says Favre would have played through this, I'm going to punch in the face because I'm tired of that. It doesn't make any sense. That's irrelevant whether he would or not. But you see Lacy hurt, Matthews hurt, Rodgers, whose injury may be even a little worse than we initially thought. It may be broken around the spine. I'm not sure, but I don't see him playing at all this week. Chris Collinsworth on Sunday Night Football said he had a feeling he would play. I think it's been closer and closer. I think they're just – I don't think they ever have any intention of him coming back this season, and I don't think we're going to see him this week.
The feelings that you get, the reports that you get in the – you know, just seeing Mike McCarthy almost on a daily basis at his press conferences, you just get the feeling that, you know, they're still not ready to bring Aaron Rodgers back. And I don't know, maybe the hope all along was that they somehow get in the playoffs and maybe he comes back then – when, you know, all of a sudden they have chance, they have hope, and heck, if they win the NFC North Division, they will host a playoff game even with an 8-7-1 record. So all of a sudden, you're looking in 2 weeks, the Packers possibly hosting a playoff game, and then who knows what happens from there. So I guess I can't rule Aaron Rodgers out, but it certainly has been an odd sequence of events the past few weeks.
We're not going to be able to talk Friday. I'm taking a bunch of time off, getting married. Congratulations again to me. So the next time that we would talk would be after the Packers' first playoff game, should they get that far. So I want to kind of get your feeling on how the rest of the season is going to go. Are we going to need to schedule you that Monday when I come back? Are they going to lose to the Bears this weekend? What are you feeling right now from this team, especially with what you saw yesterday? Still, that play, I think, with Matt Flynn, where he checked out of the run to pass, and Corliss had no idea what was going on, bumped into Flynn. It looked like Flynn was doing a jump pass. That's kind of how I feel. That's where I feel this team is right now. And I don't see them beating Chicago, even though Chicago looked terrible. I feel like a false sense of hope after yesterday, and I just don't want to be disappointed again. So that's where I'm at. I want to know where you're at.
I guess I just can't count this team out just because, you know, the Bears are so bad. I mean, even though the Packers have, you know, they look terrible at times, they still, you know, stick with it. You know, there was still a chance for them to win yesterday, and they had won two games before that. So it really wouldn't surprise me if they would go out and beat Chicago. I'm not sure they're going to be favored. I'm not guaranteeing it's going to happen. But, I mean, Matt Flynn has a way of sticking in games, even if he ends up with a couple turnovers like he did yesterday that were rather costly. So, I mean, we could very well be talking about the playoffs 2 weeks from now after your honeymoon.
Yeah, the honeymoon would be them getting to the playoff. The playoff game will be the honeymoon. That's what we're deciding. So they got to get there, otherwise it's no honeymoon. The Packers have the Bears this Sunday. The game did get flexed. We thought it might be a Sunday night, but I think after the Packers losing and the Bears' performance last night, NBC doing the wise thing and putting Eagles-Cowboys on Sunday night. So the Packers will get the 3:25 game. We'll have the coverage for you at 1 o'clock this Sunday. The kickoff, of course, 3:25 Central Standard Time. And really is going to be interesting to see how they do, because this is a team, like you said, they just won't go away. And a lot of comparisons to 2010 throughout the year, but this year's become a whole nother monster. This year has been, no matter what happens on Sunday, it's going to be a long time before we forget this year. It's just been incredible. And then you see the NFC North on top of that. We shouldn't even be in this race, but as bad as we've been, the Bears are worse, and the Lions are terrible. What is going on in the NFC North?
It's that, and the NFC East is bad as well. I mean, there's not a whole lot of good football being played in those two divisions. Albeit there is some good football being played in the West and the South. So, odd season for the Packers, just another one that's been doomed by injuries, and this is kind of continuing a trend. The Packers were able to overcome them in 2010, and now in the past two seasons, 2012, 2013, also having a high number of injuries, and it just, you know, showing, you know, they struck gold once, or they got lucky once in 2010. This year, you know, having such a hard time, and when the injuries come to the best player on the team, you know, it's you're doomed a little bit, I suppose. So tough season for all involved, and I know Packers fans, no matter what happens in the playoffs, they know there's a lot of holes on this team, and they'll be looking forward to the NFL draft.
Which may be the next time we talk to you, or it could be on January 6th after the Packers either win or lose a playoff game that, if they make it, they will be hosting at Lambeau Field. Either way, it's been a hell of a 2013. We want to thank Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com for his coverage throughout the year. Tell Ma and Pa Caribou I said hi, give my regards, and have a great holiday break.
Same to you, Bart.
Brian Caribou joining us one last time in 2013. When in 2014? Will we talk to him? That is the question.